Welcome, everybody. We'll try to get this over quick. Consent items. We're going to go over item number 18-742, the minutes of the Armed Services Memorial Board for August 8th, 2018. Anybody have any comments, concerns, objections?
I'll move that we accept it as presented.
We got Barry's move to accept the minutes. Do I have a second?
I second.
Second, Clark. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Our main item is to get the plans worked out for the Memorial Day, Veterans Day event. So, as far as the mayor, it's my understanding we were going to send invitations or emails to the mayor and city council. Is that
standard procedure?
Standard procedure. Okay. Yes, sir. I have confirmed Lieutenant General John Campbell will give the keynote address. I've had two people request order forms from me for ordering bricks. Do we have any of those? I think I've got them on my computer. I can print one.
The order forms?
Yes.
It's on the link. It's on our veterans page on the Parks Department website.
Okay.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's on there.
And it tells them to mill it in PO Box 517.
Here's what my thought is. I was wondering if we should dedicate a spot and maybe have somebody man a table to sell them at the Veterans Day event. You know, like we have in the back, we have the DAR has set up a little table. And,
what if we put an insert in the cover?
That's also not a bad idea.
That's probably more in keeping with the dignity of the ceremony.
I agree. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's right.
So can we put a double insert? Because typically we put an insert that describes the bios of the men that we're adding to the wall. Mm-hmm. And then we can just have another one that's folded.
We can downsize that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or we could just simply print some and leave them at the water table that Dar usually has.
Or you could just simply put a notice in there that directs people to the website for the bricks. But yeah, whatever. I think it's fine to put a order blank in there. Yeah. And you're putting some more on the table back there with DAR is
good. I think putting them that's a better approach. Okay. With their big logo on the side.
Red, white, and blue.
Remax.
Oh, I think so. That may have been a real good guess, Mr. Chair.
Tim, about how many chairs do you normally set up for this?
185
chairs. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's usually about all that we can borrow.
Yeah, okay.
They have the U-shaped frames on the bottom, so they don't sink into the ground.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. I think we had a lot of people sitting there last time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me ask you this. The Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, Troop 496, are they tied to the VFW post? Do you know the troop?
One of the troops is. I think it might be 496. Yeah, I think that's what that is.
So we've got that they've been, I'm going to follow up with.
She's good about answering her emails. Tony Taylor coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we've got the choir.
Choir's confirmed. Marine Corps Junior ROTC's confirmed.
Awesome.
What are we
going to
do about Civil Air Patrol? Or, sorry,
what did I jump in? Because
Andrew was.
What's the Civil Air
Patrol? Normally they were kind of doing the same thing the scouts were doing, handing out programs and dealing with parking.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
I thought that was the flyover.
No. As far as the invocation, I will see her on Friday, but I think we can get Chaplain.
The DAR Chaplain?
No. She's actually an Air Force veteran.
Okay. So
and she's person. Actually a real minister. She's Episcopalian.
She was an Air Force Chaplain?
No, but she served in the Air Force, both enlisted, and then she went over to the dark side. And
she was an F-16 pilot.
She flew F-16s, and she left the Air Force to serve in the ministry.
Okay.
So she's an
ordained minister. Then.
Ordained okay. minister. Leslie
Stewart. Is her name.
So we will see her on Friday, and I will talk to her and confirm.
Okay.
She's an amazing woman.
So we've got the ROTC.
Mm-hmm.
So the flyover. Now, Andy, if I remember, was going to take care of that. But
yeah. He was our air boss.
And he's not here tonight. I wonder if he's thinking that. So.
Well, he didn't get reappointed, right?
Yeah. Bummer.
So he can help us out of the goodness of his heart, or we can appoint someone else.
So, anybody have any inclination to want to serve as air boss this year, Clark?
You know, I don't know enough people to even.
Matthew's not here. We cannot.
I see his hand right now.
Hey, Marine, you know,
you guys are good about calling in air support.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah.
I've got the contact. All you got to do is.
Yeah, I'll have it.
It's really just a matter of getting the radio from them, and it's all about timing. And we want the flyover to occur.
Sure.
And so
I did it once, so we can talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I did it once.
I'd be happy to do it.
So
it helps the board out.
It does.
Okay. Put me in there.
Put me in, Coach.
All right. I believe I've already got the TAPS. I need to confirm that. I was going to suggest, and I can't confirm it at this point in time, but maybe doing a 21-gun salute or at least a gun salute at the end, because we couldn't do it for Bobby Younger. And what do y'all think about that? If the sheriff's office has a honor guard with a gun rifle team, and I've got plenty of advance notice.
How are we going to communicate with the residential residences around?
Didn't we have a resident last year ask why there wasn't a lot of police presence?
We had a lady in the crowd, RD's wife, and somebody else.
That's why we didn't have police presence?
Well, and then we discussed it after some shootings that had occurred that we ought to think about that because that second building's up and we're pretty well.
It's a nice little canyon.
Yeah. Oh,
it would
be,
yeah, that's my concern.
I think it'd be great.
Wow.
Yeah. Please enjoy it.
Especially for those folks that tend to stay out late at night.
I think we do it over there by the flag so it echoes really good.
Aren't accustomed to this event. Mm-hmm. I will make contact with the management company and let them know the day of the event that we will block off constraints like we always do.
And they can send a flyer on email.
Thank you, Mr. Dean. Most management companies are good about sending out a blast email.
What do they do, Colin? Do they march in and then, like...
We've never used them before. It's just that they do have a honor guard.
So they march
with
in.
With M14s.
They do like, just like a funeral, sort of?
Yeah.
I guess as we would have them post up either on one end, you know, kind of away from the crowd because it is going to be loud. Mm-hmm. Have them down by the flags or have them on the opposite side of the wall firing out over that empty field there.
That would
be a little less noisy. I mean, they wouldn't be visible, but they'd be audible.
But wouldn't we... For the crowd, want them to be visible so they know when the shots are going to go
off. So it's probably better to put them on the other end by the flags, firing in the other direction.
Yeah.
It's probably better if we're going to do it. Yeah.
So let me ask you this, as far as communicating to the public.
Shots fired,
and I'm asking you, Tim, should we pursue the police department first to let them?
Most definitely. I was just going to mention the fact that I will contact PD tomorrow.
Okay.
And ask them their thoughts on the 21 guns loaded. At approximately 11:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Okay.
We don't have 14 squad cars.
Yeah.
Screeching up.
Let's get into it. Okay.
Well, the nice thing about having them there is even though their rifles are firing blanks, they're all wearing sidearms.
I'll ask the question.
Okay.
I'll let you know as soon as I get an answer back.
All right, and I'll wait before I send the final email out to the honor guard.
Well, the irony of it is if you want a police presence, all of them are police.
Yeah.
Well, that's the nice thing about that. That's right. That's what I was saying. They'll all have sidearms.
Yeah.
So. These are all Collin County Sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
So when we did the thing for Bobby Younger, both Lieutenant Christensen and Lieutenant Barnett, they both had sidearms. And when, ironically, when we pulled up, there was a gunshot before the ceremony began. We all heard it.
Do you know where it came from?
No, I don't know if it was out in one of those fields.
Jeff Hunters.
Yeah, in the middle of June.
Probably not.
Rattlesnake.
It was
rattlesnake.
So okay, so I'll touch base back with you, Tim, on that. And
yes.
So you said you've got taps taken care of. You got a bugler.
Yeah, let me confirm that before I wipe this guy off, but. They've agreed to it tentatively.
Okay.
I just haven't formally made the request because I wanted to incorporate the whole honor guard, which is the bugler, the bagpiper, and the gun team.
So all from the sheriff's department.
All from the sheriff's.
Do they have a color squad or they so colors as well?
They do, but yeah, we've got the ROTC
colors. So we'll have everything else.
Yeah.
Let's think about the logistics of that. If we're going to have the choir singing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, followed immediately by the flyover, and then last year that was followed immediately by the bagpiper, basically, or that makes the taps, basically playing taps, and then the bagpiper. So where are we going to fit in the salute?
You'd have to put the gun salute before taps.
Before taps. So after the flyover, the gun shoot, and then taps. All right. Are we adding a lot of stuff? There's a lot of stuff going on at the end of this thing.
Yeah. From a timing standpoint.
Should we just end it with taps then and bag the bagpiper?
Well, last year we did the bagpiper and taps.
Yeah.
But we didn't have
20 seconds. We
didn't have the guns.
Because that is going to take a few minutes, because it's, I mean, they're pretty quick at it.
But yeah, you can kind of overdo it, can't you?
Sort of.
The backpackers go to the Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And
agreed.
Yeah. And even
yeah, you kind of overdo it.
Taps in the backpack room in the morning, I think it's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, we've always done taps.
Yeah. Because you're talking about, you put, you're adding new names to the wall, so I think it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm. I love good bagpipes, but maybe it's one thing we can.
That's, there he is.
Well, we're Civil Air Patrol now. So.
Sorry, coming from Fort Worth today.
So I'm wondering if we end it with, as soon as the flyover happens, you go right into your gun salute, and as soon as the echo of the guns is over, you have taps, and that ends the ceremony.
Although I've had people tell me they love the bagpipes.
The bagpipers.
Yeah, the bagpipes are so...
But Memorial Day, I know we're at the memorial, we're adding names, but if we had to drop one.
Well, we don't even know if we can do the 21 house.
Right, we don't know yet.
Why don't we hinge it on that? If you can do the 21 house.
Let's find out, yeah.
We'll drop the bagpipe.
The thing is the bagpiper comes with the whole, he comes, he's part of the color guard. Matter of fact, I think he's
kind of a package.
I think he's the commander of the color guard. Or the honor guard, I should say. It's the honor guard.
Well, maybe we play taps and we thank everyone for coming, concludes the program. People start leaving and the bagpiper plays while people are walking.
Yeah.
Because when he play, he does the first stanza standing right, and then he starts walking around.
That's what we did at the, when we dedicated the
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I just think that, but when we had him at the Gold Star Memorial, his bags weren't in tune or something.
It
he was a little
really
off.
Cold and rainy that day.
Yeah, he was a little off. Yeah.
But he's he performed flawlessly at on Memorial Day, and so. Well, let me see what we can find out about.
All right, well, like I said, we'll hinge it on whether we can get the guns or not. We'll arrange that way.
So, let's think about deadlines or volunteers. We got the DAR, we've got the radio club here. They'll speak to us here in a moment. Boy, the Army recruiting district, they just consistently don't show up.
It's just a fail with the Army.
What is the McKinney CVB?
Convention Visitor.
We just notified.
Oh, okay.
We just notified them.
They
put it on their website. They have a calendar and they post it.
So as far as the programs and deadlines, what's a deadline for the insert for the program?
The end of September.
The insert.
Yeah, I mean, for the insert, we can print that here. I was thinking of programs.
And the city stuffs it for you, or do you have to stuff it?
We do.
Yeah, okay.
We could probably get you a community service volunteer. I know somebody who.
Okay. We have a program.
Alright.
Okay. Where's
that going to be? You do need help.
I think Melissa did it last year.
Clark is the.
I'm a community service organizer for Collin County.
He has access to the probationers.
Hi, folks. Apologies.
Guess what you're doing?
As long as it's for veterans, I can get us as much help as we need help setting up the chairs and all that. So, that's a perfect job for someone.
Well, let's see. We've got one more meeting.
So when do we have to have the actual program finalized in order to get that to the printer?
There's only 4, right?
Did we say 2 weeks before last year?
I would think next meeting or by the end of September.
Okay.
This is September. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Next yeah, meeting.
We need it by next meeting. We need it final by next meeting, so we got to get an answer on the guns and finalize the program.
Yeah.
So you'll know soon on that.
I should. Yeah. I'll shoot an email. I'll just go straight over to you.
So we'll have the program.
Let's have it rough
ready
out.
To go.
Yeah.
Next meeting.
Then we can finalize it at the meeting, and then you can go print.
Get it to the printer.
Yeah.
Okay. That's 10-10. I saw you attach the cover, which looks good. So, press releases and social media. I need to follow back up with Judge Self. Susan, I guess we should reach out to Susan Fletcher. Who's the, there are two commissioners for McKinney, aren't there?
Chris Hill.
No, he's no longer. He's fixing to be the county judge. Bob Thomas. Bob Thomas is his replacement. So.
As in Bob Thomas.
Is that the Bob Thomas I
know?
No. Not before.
Jack. He's the. He's a commissioner. Army veteran. He got appointed to take Chris's spot.
Because he had resigned.
Yeah. Correct. I think his name's Bob. I know it's Thomas is his last name.
Chris Hill.
He shows up to a veterans court occasionally. The guy with curly hair.
Yeah, it is Bob.
Yeah.
I didn't know his last name was Thomas.
So. Yeah. I'll get the bio, General Campbell.
Do we ever want that? He's introducing the speaker.
Yeah. He wants it. About 3 weeks out, but you never look at it until about a week out. So,
yeah.
At least that's Brian.
No, that was Brian.
I don't know.
I wrote several of those for Brian. he was really good about following it too. He was so Fuller.
Are we running up against Pecan Groves? Is that
one
again?
No.
Yeah, not
for Ross Cemetery, I think. Wait a minute. They may not be doing one this year. Pecan Grove is going to do one. Not me, Pecan, Ross Cemetery. I heard them, last time I was involved with them, they talked about instead of having two a year, one at Veterans Day and one on Memorial Day, they were going to pare it down to just one. And I can't remember if it's Memorial Day or Veterans Day. I think it's going to be a Veterans Day, so that'll be nice.
Should be Memorial Day, okay.
I need to get with RD and get the sundown ceremony squared away. Mm-hmm.
Ours is on the best day, I think. November 10th, right?
That's when Uncle Sam's misguided children celebrate their birthday.
We're misguided.
I'll reach out to the Legion. I guess Jim, I guess, or Barry, I guess.
Yeah, I can take care of Jim and the VFW post.
The Lorenzo Gonzalez, I don't. No. Do we still have his contact information?
I got his business card, but I don't know. Yeah. I haven't heard from him.
He kind of disappeared.
Yeah. I don't know if they were successful in setting up that chapter or not.
I think so, because I've been to events and they've been there.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I just saw him about a month ago. They're still active.
Still around.
Yeah.
And they've got advertisements and billboards all over the...
Yeah.
They spent a lot of money.
Okay. I have his number in my office. We do.
Right?
You want me to reach out to him?
Yeah, just let him know.
Just let him know we're going to have him. All right.
Anybody have any other comments, concerns?
We're in good shape on that now. We finalize it next meeting. Good shape. Thank you.
So I guess if there's going to be any more names added, they need to be finalized next month. I don't see any in the pipeline, to be honest with you. I think we've... The only thing that we have not really done is we haven't looked at the Navy and the Marine Corps folks from Dallas. Most of the people we added this year came from the Dallas County roles. They enlisted in Dallas, so that was their home of record. So when they were killed, they were listed as being from Dallas. But yet we found out that, you know, they were from someplace in Collin County, either born here or... But the Navy and the Marine Corps, that's probably the next thing. So there's still some names out there that we can find. And I just met, just coincidentally last week, a lady that runs the cemetery over in Farmersville. And so maybe on these weekends, maybe a quick perusal of some of these older cemeteries we may find, because we found some in Pecan Grove that we didn't know about.
Really?
Yeah, a year ago. So, I mean, there's still a few out there, I'm sure. Probably not as many as we've already discovered, but the hunt continues. Give us something to do next year, right? Now, this will be a record-setting year. I don't think we've added this many names.
How many did we actually?
I think 20. 17 or 20.
I knew it was 17. Wow.
I still haven't gotten any confirmation on the Wilna Lyles, the Women's Army Air Corps person. Can't figure out why she lived in Dallas, but she drove up to McKinney to enlist. Hmm. So, there's a story there. Mm-hmm. Well.
Did you cover the airbox stuff?
Yeah. Why you do that?
Huh?
I said, do you read that?
Well, a couple things. One of it's not such great news. But the one is, I talked to Carl, who's more than happy to do it again. So I will confirm the cost and everything with him and the date, make sure he's got the date. But he's willing to do that. The other thing is, I don't think I'm on the board for next year.
We heard you didn't get reappointed.
Yeah, okay, good. Good. But yeah, I didn't quite get my application in time. It was partly my fault, partly not. But yeah, so. Yeah. But I can still fill that role if you want me to. Unofficially, wouldn't be part of the board, but.
You don't have to be part of the board.
Okay.
I mean, if you're willing to do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm willing to do it. I'll be there.
Right. I'd be happy to have you do it.
Yeah.
We'll let you...
Because you're experienced and your time was so impeccable last year.
Yeah.
Got
the
job.
Yeah, I just leave on a high note, Mary.
We got a job.
There you go.
And they said they were going to give me a medal and everything.
I'm going to get you the best.
Like the bomber.
That's when you were a prospect.
So this might be my last meeting.
Okay.
I think, and then it's starting October.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The end of the year. But yeah. But
well, you're really
well, you could do it. You could do a UI under instruction.
Sure. I could do that. I can follow
there
you.
There you go. Around. Hang out with me. It's kind of lonely back there.
Just for the fun of it, let's get walkie talkie. You know.
You might have a second one. Yeah, you might have a second one. But yeah, and then.
It really wouldn't be a bad idea to have a backup.
Yeah. So I'll have to get the radio, and yeah, I'll go
sure
with you
tomorrow. Sure.
The other thing was Tony Taylor, who's Scout Troop. I don't know if he contacted you. I called you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about that.
Okay.
But she was going to call you and work it out with you. So.
That, well, we were just talking about her, so I will
follow
up.
She was talking about having her scouts clean the wall.
Yeah.
Now we might already have somebody doing the parking.
That wouldn't be a bad idea, too.
Yeah,
they
we may not. I told her, sure.
They do it every year.
It's their mindset. That's good.
All right. So she might be contacting you.
And they did a good job, too. So.
Yeah.
Not only the wall, but now the Gold Star Memorial.
Oh, yeah.
That one needs to be dusted off. That granite, I guess the only downside is it does put a little thin film of red dust on things. But
does it spot up with all the rain that's here? Do we know
I don't think it.
No. Okay.
Awesome.
Well, thanks, Andy.
Yeah, you bet.
Well, man, this is your last official
board meeting? They did it earlier this year than normal year. Usually it's like July when you have to turn in applications, right? Usually. But I was out of town. It was a mix-up on the email, which wasn't coming through my work. But I was also very out of town, like without communication when Sandy's calling me and you guys were calling me.
Well, we appreciate your service.
Yeah. Well, I may be back around next year. We'll see. But the year goes pretty quick.
Just call it a sabbatical.
We'll
sabbatical.
I'll put an alert to send you a notice when the...
Yeah. I got a reminder going for next year. But yeah.
Well, if nobody has any comments, do we have any comments from the citizens?
Well, with the Amateur Radio Club, we weren't sure what day you were doing the ceremony. We were thinking about going to the park on the 11th and operating that day.
Yeah, our ceremony is on this. It's always on the Saturday.
Okay. We just wanted to make sure it's okay with the board that we operate from the park, and I don't know if you have any opinions about or preferences as to whether we operate, while you're doing the ceremony. I know we're certainly not a part of it.
In the past, you've done a good job of being discreet.
In the past, is that new building going to bother you at all for reception or anything?
Which new building?
The one that we're
here. Yeah, which one? Well, it was being put up last year.
I think we just keep doing the way we've been doing it. It'll be fine.
Okay.
If you can get us the new names, we'll add them to our list and we'll make sure we keep repeating. Repeating the names over the year.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Are you guys aware of what they do at the ceremony? I knew you broadcast, but I'm not sure what they do.
I assume they broadcast the event in our office.
No, well, kind of sort of. Amateur Radio Club, it's what we call it, our Veterans Day salute called USO. It's thanking all of our veterans and USO for the support of our veterans. While we're doing it, we contact people all over the world. As much as we can, depending on the bands. Colin has given us a list of names, and throughout the day, we read off several of the names, a little bit of the bio about each person that we have on your roster, that are on our wall. It's just our little way.
Yeah, it's ours.
It's just another nice thing, knowing the folks that we've forgotten.
Yeah.
Broadcasting around the world.
Do you have any way of knowing who tunes in, or you know?
Sometimes it's called a special event in amateur radio, and we advertise that we're going to be on the air, and then amateur radio operators in different areas try and contact us. And usually what they do is they'll send us a card to say that they contacted us, and we have these special cards that we send to them with a note to them just as proof that they contacted us.
Oh. And thanks. A lot of the guys that we do contact over the air, and some of the women too, are veterans themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just their appreciation of being able to be part of this and being remembered is overwhelming.
It's a very nice tribute. Thank you all for doing
that. Does the military arm? They have what they call MARS.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still in operation?
Yes.
I was in a comm squad in the Air Force, and my roommate was a MARS operator.
We have MARS and Aries within the county, which is Aries is just one below MARS, and kind of all levels work together. And
so do they on the weekends like that have anybody up talking to you, or is it... They only use it whenever there's a crisis.
Yeah, it's a crisis mostly.
Yeah, or exercises.
Yeah.
Good. Very nice. Thank you. You're welcome.
And if you guys need help with, you know, I spoke about with Janet or anything, give me a call. I'm usually around. If I'm not at the USO, I'm usually at the house doing something.
Okay.
At the house on the radio?
Yes. Sometimes. But now that I've brought my dog home, and my son, now I'm dog duty again.
There you go. Well, thank you very much.
Well, Andy, would you consider coming to next month's meeting? Just
Yeah, I can. Sure.
Just
yeah, I'll sit over there next time.
All right.
Hey, if you keep putting this out here, I'll just keep coming. Yeah.
Got a place for you right here. Moving 5 feet from LA.
Sorry, I'll
be looking for a stamp.
I've got a
resume.
I was
storage B.
I wasn't aware of the protocol, but when I came to a couple meetings before I got on the board, and I just sat there with Tim. I kept my mouth shut. But well, I think I guess we now have a new city secretary.
Mm-hmm. And Chris Drain.
Is she going to come here? And
yes, she'll be. She or Melissa or both. One or the other will be here for the swearing in.
Okay.
Is this where Parks and Rec meets as well?
Yes, we have a meeting tomorrow at 5 if you want to sit in.
You care to join?
It's an advisory board.
We'll be here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be here.
Well, it's closely linked, isn't it? Sort of. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if anybody's interested, Woody Williams is turning, I think, 90.
95
on October 2nd, and they're having a surprise birthday party for him at the World War II Museum, the D-Day Museum in New Orleans.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So if anybody has the inclination,
Road trip.
I've been thinking about it.
I can tell.
Little people are good golfers, and they live to be a long. He comes to that one right here on me.
Yeah.
That's on the 2nd?
October 2nd.
And that's what they're going to have somebody that day too?
They're having a surprise birthday party for him.
You know, sharp. And
mm-hmm. You got kinfolk down there, right?
Yeah.
I haven't been to South Louisiana forever. I'm dying to go.
That is a phenomenal museum.
Yeah, I've been there once.
Yeah.
Does he live in?
No, it's just that...
He's probably there for some other event.
He's been honored there. I think they're building a Gold Star Memorial there as well, if they haven't already. So he's it's on Facebook, so I don't know how it's a secret from him.
Yeah, really. Surprise.
That's interesting because he does do Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Well, his sons.
Yeah.
I mean, his grandsons do. Yeah. So I'll get some more details and fill you in.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I'd love to make a little road trip, stop in Scott, and bring back some good. Clark, you're a...
Oh, yeah, Louisiana. My last name's French. My whole family's from New Orleans and all down in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what Punch 2 is?
Oh, yeah.
That's where I graduated from high school.
Get out of here, really? I have family that went to school in. Small world.
And cool experience.
Well, if...
Do you go to LSU?
Law school.
If nobody else has anything, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion. Adjourn the meeting.
Hey, get on the record as much as you can.
That's kind of a good thing.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you all.
All right. All my uncles.